Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And yes, I am excited. Yes, I am anticipating the coming of Christ Child afresh into our hearts. He came once in the flesh, but the reality of that coming is now. It's not just a past event. How many times have I said this? But I really want to get you thinking differently. We're not celebrating a past event. Yes, it occurred at a particular time in history. Celebrate that. But we're celebrating a present reality. Jesus has come in the flesh to redeem us. We are no longer a people who have to walk in darkness. We're no longer a people who have to submit to the despair. No matter how difficult things are, the prison gates are broken. We can enter into eternal life forever. That's what we want to celebrate in these days. Yes, he's coming in the flesh, but all that he brought him, that endures to the present day. And besides, with God, when you're talking about God, God is not limited by time, so that his action 2,000 and some years ago, that action is a present reality by grace. You can receive all the grace they did at the first Christmas. God's not limited. So go in your church, kneel before the crib. Perhaps some churches have the crib up, but they haven't put the Christ child in. Go in and look at that empty manger. Ask yourself, where are you? Are you close? Are you far away? It's not just for children. We as adults need to bow down before a small crib and a very tiny baby and call him Lord and say that we will do his will. That's how we want to be preparing for this Christmas. O antiphon for today is this, O rising dawn. See, it's just beginning. The light, it's going to be this Friday, and the light is just very faint. As you know, when the sun is rising, there's just a very faint, tiny ribbon across the sky, just a very tiny light. And we're praying, O rising dawn, splendor of eternal light and sun of justice, come and illuminate those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Pray today for all those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, spiritually, mentally, sometimes even materially, we can feel like we're in the shadow of death. Pray for them. Pray for yourself that you may no longer walk in darkness in any aspect of your life. Pray that prayer often today. O rising dawn, splendor of eternal light and sun of justice, come, come and illuminate those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. The first reading is from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. This is very much the Old Testament readings of love, a longing for the Lord, a desire to see the Lord as lover. Listen to this. Hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Here he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattices. My lover speaks, and he says to me, arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. When we find the Lord, when we come to know him, when we hear his voice say, come, the winter will be past, the rain's over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of pruning the vines has come, and the song of the dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines in bloom give forth fragrance. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret recesses of the cliff, let me see you. God says to you, let me see you. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet, and you are lovely. It's one image. It's certainly a more feminine image. But for you men, the Lord cries out to you as a father and as a brother and says to you, come. Come walk with me. Come and let me love you. Come and walk with me. Come close to me. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my own strong right arm. I will be with you. You will not be alone. Come. There's a second reading offered for today from the prophet Zephaniah. Again, it's a shout of exultation and joy at the coming of the Messiah. These are things to pray on Christmas Eve. Read them over. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you as one sings at festivals. The Lord longs, brothers and sisters. He longs to sing with us, to sing a hymn of praise and love and honor to the Father. He would love to hear your voice. Sing with him. Exalt you just in the Lord, says Psalm 33. Sing to him a new song. For in him our hearts rejoice. In his holy name we trust. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Make that your song. Sing it to the Lord. Really, really. Make up a melody or take a melody of something else and sing it to the Lord. Or sing a hymn that you love. Sing it to the Lord. Thank him. Thank him for coming. Thank him for loving you. Thank him for saving you. Ask him how you can be with him in yielding your life to him so that his kingdom can reach through you to others and bring them to safety and to peace and to rest. That's what God has. That's what God wants. Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. This is, of course, the Annunciation of Mary. So we go backwards and forwards here. We gain all the passages that point to the coming of the Messiah. And we go back and forth this week like that until we come to the actual birth of Christ. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Notice Elizabeth, it says here, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, she knew. Prophetically, she knew by the grace of the Holy Spirit that Mary was carrying the Messiah. Must have been an awesome, a moment full of awe. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Do you hear that? I mean, they must have been startled at their own words. Mary was a little ahead of the game here, but there is still, it must have been startling as human beings to realize that you were going to be, that God himself was going to dwell in you. And that the other would assist in all of that, that they were together, that one was bringing forth the prophet who would point the way to the Messiah. And then the Messiah himself was coming. Here are these two women. I can't imagine what it was like as they looked at each other. Most blessed are you. And it says she cried out in a loud voice. Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me? That the mother of my Lord should come to me? I mean, Elizabeth is awed. That's putting it mildly. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed. Blessed are you, Mary, who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Think of that. I said this the other day because that gospel came up before, and I the more I read it, the more awed I am at how God just entered both their lives in different ways, and they came to know who they are, and they fulfilled the plan God had for them. Do you understand, perhaps not in such dramatic fashion, but God wants to enter every one of our lives. Every one of our lives. And show us what he has for us. And how he wants our lives to matter. What it is that we're called to do. And to most of all, what we're called to be. He wants to speak to our own hearts. You get a sense of something, test it out with your confessor, your spiritual director, friend you trust, but ask him, what do you want of me? Here I am, Lord, awed at what you did for Elizabeth and Mary, and I too am your child. What do you want of me? At this season in my life, whether it be old or very young or somewhere in the middle, none of that matters. What matters is the disposition of your heart. That's what we're trying to do in this Advent season, is to prepare your heart to receive him more and more deeply in your life. That this is real. This is not just a pious action. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't come unless he's asked. We ask the Holy Spirit, come. As we said, the antiphon so much for today is, O rising dawn, splendor of eternal light and Son of justice, come and illuminate those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. We prayed that at the beginning. We pray it again. The dawn is just beginning to be seen over the horizon, just slightly. It's just a reflection. You're not even seeing the sun yet. But you know that the light you do see is the rising of the sun. That's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to rise in your life. And he wants, through you, to bring his light into the darkness. Darkness of a lack of faith or hope or love. He may want you to be the one to bring his light into the darkness. He wants to do that with each one of us if we're willing. But he will show us how. We don't have to come up with the master plan. We need to make ourselves available, yield to him, ask that we may be obedient to his will, that he would give us the grace, and then he will show us how he wants us to shine in the darkness. May God bless you and make you ready for this Christmas. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.